No, members are getting break.
Okay, we'll call the committee to order. Representative Simpson, having had a lot of time sitting here waiting for the committee to start, read the March 16th minutes and moves approval. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. Representative Simpson, I'll bring your bill back before the committee. It was laid over previously, and do you want to explain for the committee and the studio audience what we're going to do with this today?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we'll start out with stating that as you know, this bill is laid over from last week, so members of the committee and stakeholder groups could have a chance to go through it and digest what all was being put in here. It was also laid over in the Senate for the same reason, so there was a lot of concern about what was happening. I have with me today the commissioner, and we're going to go through some parts of the bill that we intend to move, and I would ask the committee to patiently listen to what our intentions are here. Commissioner.
Commissioner, please introduce yourself.
Mr. Chair, fellow members, my name is Scott Brenner. I'm the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry. It's a pleasure to be here today. Let me, in very simplistic terms, walk through what I think we have as kind of a structured agreement with respect to this code consolidation bill. Yesterday I met with probably a dozen or so interested stakeholder groups with respect to this bill, and there were some, I thought, valid concerns with their opportunity to get through and digest all aspects of this bill. So we agreed to three principal parts of this bill that we'd like to see move forward through the legislative process. You will see, unfortunately, we don't have before you today. I delete everything. It's not ready at this point in time. It'll be ready. I've directed my staff to have it ready by tomorrow, so it'll be ready to be marked up in GovOps. But the delete everything basically comprises itself of three essential elements of this bill, one being the code consolidation itself, the execution of the governor's executive order of last April is element number one. Element number two is an enforcement process that we have taken from, pulled out of our existing plumbing units that we found to be the best practice area within the enforcement arena, and we'll be broadening that to other elements of the Construction Code Licensing Division. And thirdly, we will be actually separating out and placing into the supplemental budget bill the financing arrangements to this entire division, and we did outline that this morning in Representative Gunther's committee in an overview committee that Representative Gunther had. But we will be, since the line items themselves are riding in the governor's supplemental budget bill, we thought the language should ride there as well. So that's the agreement we've met and discussed and have arranged. We'd like to have this committee bless that agreement and move this bill forward due to the timelines that we're all kind of pressed with to House GovOps. Bill Haney's here, representing IBEW and some other folks with the labor movement, and I believe he'd like to address the committee as well.
Mr. Haney, please introduce yourself.
Mr. Chair, members, my name is Bill Haney with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers State Council. We have 13 member locals representing over 14,000 members throughout the state of Minnesota. Yesterday, we all met with the commissioner, as he said. The key element of the bill that deals with language necessary to accommodate the governor's restructuring that took place last spring. Our understanding is that language is to be just what's necessary to make the governor's reorganization happen, not to have anything substantive in that language. And once we see that redraft, then take a look at it and hopefully agree that that's all that's involved with that part of the bill, and then go forward with not objecting. So that's where we're at.
Okay. Is there any questions for members? Representative Goodwin?
Mr. Chair and Representative Simpson, I don't know if you want questions on other parts of the bill right now, but I do have a few.
Well, Representative Goodwin, the other parts of the bill are not going to move forward other than what's been agreed to by all parties.
Okay, so, well, Mr. Chair, I didn't understand totally what has been agreed to by all parties, but is Section Article 2, Section 5, and Section 7 still part of what's moving forward?
Commissioner, do you have somebody that can answer that?
I have to see it.
Okay, let me explain it to you. Section 5 of Article 2 allows the commissioner to contract with a service to develop and administer examinations and for a fee to be charged by the service provider without legislative approval. Is that still in the bill?
No, Mr. Chair, Representative Goodwin, that will no longer be in the bill.
Thank you. And then with Section 7, Article 2, the commissioner and staff may not be subpoenaed to provide expert testimony about an inspection except in an enforcement proceeding. Is that still in the bill?
I'm looking to staff. Mr. Chair, Representative, apparently that will no longer be in the bill either.
Thank you. And then Article 4, Building Code, Section 12, which eliminates the requirement that all surcharges be deposited in the state's special revenue fund for purposes of enforcing the state building code.
Mr. Chair, Representative Goodwin, that will remain in the bill.
I have some questions on that in a minute here then. Okay, let me see. Does it change, are there any positive changes for homeowners to get access to the contract recovery fund?
Mr. Chair, Representative Goodwin, that aspect of the bill has been removed.
Okay. Then does it still, Mr. Chair and Representative Simpson, does it still consolidate all the funds and all the license fees and as a matter of funding the department in general?
Mr. Chair, Representative Goodwin, yes, it does. That's the financing component to this that we did discuss today in Representative Gunther's committee. We will be separating that piece out, and that will be riding with the line items as found in the supplemental budget bill.
Well, Mr. Chair and Commissioner, do we have a list here somewhere of what all those funds and fees are? Special revenue?
Commissioner.
Mr. Chair, Representative Goodwin, I don't believe you have a tidy list before you, but I can probably work through it in somewhat broad-based manner. Currently, most of what is now the Department's Construction Code and Licensing Division, it's all fee money. That's what underwrites the financing of that particular unit. However, in three cases, the High Pressure Piping Division, which was formerly found at my department, and the Boiler Division, which was formerly found at my department, and the Residential Contractors Unit, which was formerly housed at the Department of Commerce, although it's fee generated, the fees go in and then go back out to the general fund, and then the departments, prior to this year, the Department of Commerce, Department of Labor and Industry, then ask the legislature for a general fund appropriation to fund that aspect of public policy work. What we're suggesting is having all of that fee money come in and would develop a special construction fund of some sort. So we would no longer be passing into the general fund for then asking for subsequent appropriation back into the department. So it would all be a special revenue fund generated. That one unit, all fee money associated with that unit, would come into the department, stay in the department, and be used exclusively for financing this unit. Does that make sense, Steve?
Yeah, Mr. Chair. And Commissioner, it does. I'm just wondering if that means that the license fees for electricians are going to stay in the totally involving electrical inspections and on and on throughout the fees, or is it then just a part of your of that this whole construction codes and building unit and plumbing and maintenance, or is it specifically used for the purpose
right.
for which it was intended?
Mr. Chair, Representative Gould, let me help clarify that, because it speaks to how we've redesigned the unit. The short answer to your question is no. Electrical fees in and of themselves won't be dedicated in and of themselves to electrical inspection work. So we have altered the traditional layout of this type of activity. Traditionally, it was discipline-based. So you know, you were paying electrical fees, they went to the Board of Electricity for electrical purposes. If you were paying building code fees, they were going into the building code unit, plumbing fees, mm-hmm. et cetera. What we've done, we've brought all those units in, and we've integrated and amalgamated all that activity in the department, and we've reorganized that unit based on function. Much like you see in a corporate structure, where you see a sales function, you see a marketing function, you see a finance function. We've broken it out into code. We've broken it out into enforcement. We've broken it out into business plan review, so forth and so on. In that way, we've been able to integrate all functional activity into a much more, we think, effective model for doing business. So if you come into the department, you see a plan review conducted on your new construction, we're not going to send it down separate tracks based on this one. We're going to send it down one track, so all that business plan activity is now integrated into a one-step process. Does that make sense?
Representative Goodman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Commissioner, it makes sense, but I have another question then. Currently, when do you have the authority, or are you seeking the authority in this bill to raise and lower licensees without legislative approval?
Mr. Chair, Representative, no, we are not suggesting that. We're not advocating that. In fact, what you'll see in the rider language, you'll see a requirement by us that the Department of Labor and Industry come back to the legislature next year with a fee study that we'll conduct in the meantime to address the issue of whether there is surplus issues. And if there's surplus issues, if we're over-collecting in some cases, we will advocate, you'll see me advocate, if I'm still here, a reduction of those fees. So we plan on and we will voluntarily take it in statute to require us to do a fee study over the course of the next 9 months to ensure that we are collecting appropriately.
Mr. Chair, a couple more short questions. Okay, in Section 15 of Article 5, you increased the property damage insurance limits required by electrical contractors from $25,000 to $50,000. Anywhere in here are you increasing the insurance requirements for residential contractors who are currently often underinsured, and also raising the amount of money that homeowners can get out of the contractor recovery fund above the $100,000 current limit, because that in most cases are $200,000 or more damage to a home that has structural defects. So are you doing anything along those lines?
Mr. Chair, Representative Goodwin, all activity associated with the contract recovery fund has been pulled from the bill based on yesterday's agreement. That doesn't mean we don't come back next year. You know, we are continually working through code policy change, and in fact, you'll see a much more substantive code bill from the department in the 07 session. We've had more time to go through everything.
Okay, that's one part of my question, Mr. Chair. The other part was whether or not you're increasing the amount of liability insurance that the general contractors have to have.
Mr. Chair, Representative Goodwin, no one else.
Thank you.
Further questions, Representative Saylor?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Commissioner. When we met last, I had raised the issue of under the Construction Codes Advisory Council, whether the Environmental Health Department and also the State Energy Office had a seat at the table, and I was told that that was true. I've just been wondering if those two were removed or changed in any way in this restructuring of the bill. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Representative Summers, we had a proposal in the bill that spoke to the composition of the advisory council, but that aspect of the bill has been pulled as well. So that issue will still be ripe for debate over the next year.
Representative Mueller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I just had a basic question. For instance, the plumbers were in health, and I assume there was a reason originally they were there because there's health concerns with plumbing. How are we going to assure that after they move to Dolly that health concerns are maintained just as much, because obviously your department doesn't have as much experience with the health issues. And there's just a concern there.
Well, Mr. Chair, Representative Mulery, we still have access to the health department. We're still part of the executive branch. And secondly, we deal with health consultation on a daily basis. You know, the department also runs OSHA. And OSHA is not just the Occupational Safety Act, the Occupational Safety and Health Act. And we have high levels of professionalism associated with health policy within confines of our jurisdiction. So health is something that we don't take lightly. I feel like we have adequate expertise there. And should we need to borrow resources from the Department of Health, if that warrants itself to be the case, that's what we do.
Representative Mueller.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to make sure that my understanding is that the motion is to pass without recommendation.
Is that can be the amended motion.
Okay.
Everybody's in agreement with that. Further questions from members? Is there anyone that would like to testify one way or another on this bill at this point? Seeing none, Representative Simpson renews his motion that has been amended to be recommended, actually to be moved to government operations without recommendation. Right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails. And the next bill on the agenda has been actually removed from the agenda, so we are adjourned.